Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. This is Ryan. With me today, I've got Chris and Zach.
Howdy.
How's it going?
And we are the only, we are the Dallas Stars. Oh my goodness.
Only fan-led podcast.
We are the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast. There you go. That's a mouthful to say. All right. So I went on a little bit of a rant on Twitter. How about y'all?
I stayed off Twitter.
Yeah, I was off social media today.
Yeah, y'all were probably pretty smart to stay off of Twitter. I didn't go like full rant, but I did voice my displeasure with the team's effort today. There was just no effort at all.
Especially from our best guys. Our worst line today was the first line. It was terrible. They had one shift that they stayed in the offensive zone. Pretty much every shift that Bensig and Radulov had, they were in their defensive zone against the MacKinnon line, not being able to keep up. It was really terrible. It was not good at all.
Yeah, and what's crazy is when you look at the stats, like just, you know, the base game stats, this looks like a game that we should have won. Like, I mean, we have four more shots on goal, so that's not a crazy amount more. But, you know, we win shots on goal, 45-28 on hits, 26-18 on block shots, 12-15 on giveaways. Like, when you have a stat lines like that, you should be winning the game, or at least being within one goal. To lose this game, it really was just, it seemed like a lack of heart to me. The only player that actually looked like he cared out on the ice was Janmark, in my opinion.
Yeah, huge shout out to him tonight. He was by far our best player. No doubt, in my mind.
And it was frustrating because his line wasn't helping him at all. Like, it looked like, seriously, it was him skating around the ice trying to do something. And it kind of shows at the end of the game, he got the misconduct as well. Like, it's because he cared about what was going on.
Yeah, seriously, where was Pavelski in this? Where was that spice that he had at the end of game five when he was showing everybody that, you know, we're playing like crap and we need to fix this? Where was that today? It was not there. There was no effort. There was no desperation. The only people that seemed to care about the play today was Hudobin, who showed up again today, and Janmark. And then maybe to a slight degree, Heiskanen. But even that, and I'll be honest, that goal with Heiskanen, it shouldn't have gone in. That was Hutchinson trying to showboat, and he missed the puck.
Yeah, it should have been a save. At the end of the day, it really just looked like a lack of effort. I mean, we didn't go into the corners like we usually do and win puck battles. We kept on dumping the puck in, and then wouldn't chase it. Like, we dumped the puck in, especially when we were losing. We dumped the puck in and then
don't chase it. Right.
Don't get it and go for a change when we're down two goals. Like, we had no offensive, just like zone time. It felt like.
Yeah, there was no offensive pressure at all. Like, there was no good. There was no good shots. I did not see any grade A chances the entire game. We had shots. They were all from the outside, pretty much all from the defensemen, which is typical for our offense. But there was no forwards being creative. Nobody was making space up front. No one was grinding up front trying to get rebounds. There was nothing. There was no good chances this game. And the one we scored on, like you said, was a fluke.
That was completely a fluke goal. And, you know, honestly, when we scored that goal, I was like, okay, maybe we'll actually win this thing.
And at that point in the game, we deserved that goal because we played the better first period, right?
Our first period was especially the first 10 minutes. Yeah. The first 10 minutes were good.
The first period was great, and I thought we deserved that goal, and we deserved to be up in that period.
And you know what? That goal at the end of the first, I think, shifted the game. And I felt it coming. Like, the last 2 minutes of the period, it was the same thing that Colorado was doing earlier in this series, where the last 2 minutes of the period, we were like, okay, we'll just take our lead into the intermission, and then we just decide that we're going to go ahead and let them just shoot over and over and over again. And, of course, eventually they're going to score. So that shifted the momentum severely with them tying up a period that really, like, we won the period.
Yeah, had no business of being tied.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they even admitted it. The Avalanche in their post-game interviews were saying, you know what, we played like dog crap in the first period.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The Avalanche did not play a good game. They were not that great. They didn't have many great chances either.
I think me and Zach disagree with you there. Their second period was excellent.
I'm agreeing with Chris. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Honestly, okay, I was wrong. All right.
The Avalanche, the Avalanche this game looked completely beatable. They did not look anywhere close to the first period from last game. They weren't flying around. They looked slow. Looked slower.
The stat line shows that, like Zach pointed out, we outplayed them in every category, but there was no heart, there was no trying to score, it looked like. It didn't look like anyone was pressuring the net at all, especially on a goaltender like Hutchinson, who's new to it all. We should have been in his face the whole game. I don't know. It's a lack of preparedness for this game is really what it is. That's got to be the game plan to crash the net on this young goaltender, and why is that not the game plan? Why is that not happening? Why is it only shots from the outside? That's not the way to score.
Also very clear, like, just watching the last 2 minutes when we pulled our goalie, we weren't taking shots. We're down two goals. And we're just passing around the perimeter, not taking shots. Like, what's the point of pulling your goalie if you're not going to take any shots?
Yeah, at that point, you just got to pepper the net. I mean, you got nothing to lose. You just pepper the net with whatever you got.
If we put 28 shots on goal and only had one goal, at some point, you just got to keep on putting them on because he's going to mess up. Like, I think, honestly, Hutchinson played a pretty good game. Besides the fluke goal, he had, I think, one save on Foxa that was really good. Fox actually elevated above the pad on the on his glove side, and he
that
barely
was a good
saved
save.
It. And that was I a think good that save. Was another big turning point, because I think that would have been the first goal in the game. So if we had gotten that one plus the Haskinen goal, I think it's a very different game. So I do want to give some props to Hutchinson. I think he played well tonight. He wasn't tested as much, you know, as much with quality chances as you'd expect, but you know, he made one or two big saves that I think, you know, kept the Avs going. So
this was a third string goaltender. I'm sorry, I'm ranting a little bit, but what on earth are they doing in game 5 and in game 6? Like, they had two opportunities to close the series out, to get a little bit of a rest going into against the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, they're going to win that series.
Canucks looked okay.
Go Canucks.
I will say go Canucks. I like the Canucks, but I just don't think it's their time yet.
Vegas'
time.
I prefer Vegas, but I think the Canucks can still show up. I mean, they've looked pretty good, but I don't really care
back
too
to
much
what you
about
were saying.
That series. So.
Back to your regularly scheduled rant. He's a third-string goaltender. He had not made a single appearance in the postseason until Game 5. And we have done absolutely nothing to test him. The one good chance we had today was Foxa. That was it. And that's the one thing he had to answer today. He was solid enough to get the win for the Avalanche. He was that solid enough. And then the Avs, you know, maybe they weren't as good as I thought it was. I'll get there in a second. But the Stars just sucked it up. There was no hustle. There's no desperation. There was no effort in all of that.
That was honestly as far as excitement, that was probably the least exciting playoff game I've watched this postseason. I guess probably not postseason, after round robin and play-ins. That game was not it wasn't exciting. There was no I don't think it looked like a bad team playing a worse team, honestly. Like, I don't know what was going on out there today. But I did not enjoy the game at all. Like, it just didn't seem it did not seem like playoff atmosphere. It was very strange.
Well, and again, it would be totally different if the Stars gave their best effort and then just lost the game. I would totally be okay with that, because that just means that the Avalanche are a better team than us. But y'all both said it. Y'all both said that the Avalanche were beatable today. Completely 100% beatable by the Stars, and the Stars laid an egg. It was crap.
And the blame's got to go to the top three. Like, they were absolutely terrible. Those guys make more money than the bottom six forwards that we have, and they were worse than them. The bottom
25
six
million.
Yeah.
$25 million.
Not even worth that at all. You wouldn't pay them combined $3 million for what they showed in this game. It was terrible. It was not good at all. And somebody had to answer at some point. Ben had to get in a fight. Somebody had to make a big hit. Nothing happened ever. There was not any spark at all. It was not good. It was terrible.
Taylor Fadoon had the same amount of shots as the top line combined. Sagan, Radulov, and Ben all had one shot each. When Taylor Fadun is the one that's taking more shots than your top three players, and I understand how the Stars play. They pass it back up to the point, they shoot it on, and they look for rebounds. But those rebounds should be tested by our top three. It should be tested by our top three. And what made me mad even more was from in the second intermission going into the third period, I'm thinking, okay, we've seen it before where they've been down two goals before and they've been able to at least come back and make a game out of it, which is what they did. Was it game three? I think is when we lost.
Oh, I forgot. Games you won.
Yeah. Well, there was one game we were down 3-1. We tied it and actually went ahead 4-3 and then lost the game 6-4. I forgot which game that was. But regardless, but like that first 4 minutes in the third period, I'm just sitting there yelling at the TV like, what are you doing? What are you? It's
yeah.
The goal is that
fully,
way.
I was fully expecting the third period for the Stars to come out strong, and they didn't. I don't know. I don't know what happened with.
We lost your audio, Chris.
We lost you, Chris. We can't hear you. Say something. I can cut it out. Just say something.
I can't.
Okay. We can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, well, let me talk about one thing that's really bothering me more than anything, and it's kind of a two-sided coin here, is the penalties tonight. First off, we just can't take... And I've said this for weeks. We did it against Calgary, and we were able to get away with it. But we did it again today. We took five penalties. Five. And we, especially when we're trying to close out a series, I don't care that they didn't score any goals on the power play.
Well,
had
slowed
all
down the pace of play.
That is the point.
We weren't able to build any momentum because of the times where we were taking the penalties.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was very frustrating, and there was a few of them that were very, very avoidable as well.
Yeah, it just totally killed our mojo. It killed the momentum through the whole game, and I've heard some people say on YouTube, on Facebook, it's just people who are in the game, that momentum is one of the biggest things in the bubble right now, more so than anything. Because there is no home field advantage, right? There's no home field advantage. So it's all about momentum. And right now it is full speed, 100 miles an hour, Avs train hit it our way. And I am crazy scared about Game 7.
Well, what's funny is you say that, but honestly, I don't feel like they have much momentum either. I think they know that they played bad. Like, they won, and they've won two in a row. Like, that's good for them. Sure, but that was not like I keep on saying that they didn't play a good game. That was not Avalanche hockey. That was, you know, the only goal that I really was, by the way, was an incredible goal, was the saucer pass from McKinnon over to Rantanen. That play was beautiful, by the way. Picked it up. It didn't hit the ice. It was a saucer pass to his directly onto his stick. It was a beautiful play. That aside. It wasn't Avs hockey. Like, it wasn't the exciting brand of hockey, the high speed hockey that they usually play.
High scoring, yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I don't think they have as much momentum as you're thinking going into Game 7. They definitely have more than the Stars, but I don't think it's as huge gap as what you're thinking.
Yeah. No,
so you think this is? Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hopefully, just saying the words Game 7 will find a way to spark these guys, I guess. I mean, I don't know how a game six after missing out on eliminating them last game doesn't, but they've got to figure out a way to rally around something right now, because it really didn't look like they wanted to be there at all. So if momentum's the thing, then we have no idea who's got it right now, in my opinion.
So y'all are more on the you're more on the edge of saying that it's just the Stars that are sucking it up more so than the.
Yeah, I think this was the worst. This was the worst Stars game since the last Avs game we had in the round robin. It was terrible.
Go ahead, Zach.
I think that it leans Avalanche. I don't think it is heavy Avalanche though. Like, I mean, I think all it would take in game seven is, like, you know, a big hit or a fluky goal, and then it's back, momentum starts, right? Like, it's not like we're going to need to, like, really come out and just heavily outplay them to get the momentum back in our favor.
Yeah. And then we didn't talk about this, but the Stars only had the one power play at the very end of the game where Dickinson gets racked across the face, and somehow it's only a 2 minute. I know that the standard is blood, and there obviously wasn't blood, but you still can call a double minor on something egregious as that. That was a missed stick lift that raked all the way across his face, and I saw a piece of his visor that flew off in the shot. And I don't know how you can't call that a double minor after it. That's honestly ridiculous to me. Yeah. And there were many times throughout the game where there could have been calls, especially interference calls when Dallas is trying to get into
left
the offensive zone.
Right. Yeah.
It was ridiculous. They called it one time in the beginning of the series, and I was hoping that would stop it and that they would keep on the Avalanche for that, because teams do that to us all the time because of the way we play hockey. But it was constant throughout the third period, especially, and that's why we couldn't get into the zone at all and set up any kind of offense. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, the refs didn't win the game for the Avalanche tonight, but it sure felt tilted. There was a few times where, like, you know, we were waiting on the puck to get there, and then they'd hit us, like, the puck's like 4 or 5 feet away still. We'd get hit, and then the puck goes by because we can't play the puck anymore. And they didn't call those, and that was I think the most frustrating thing for me was watching so many of those go by. I think it's the interference call specifically that were the most frustrating. There was a few other times where, like, it kind of looked like a hook or a hold, and
yeah, that's what I was about to say.
We didn't get the call, and the Avalanche got the one that I kind of get, the one that they called on Perry, but he was falling down. I don't know how much control he had on it. He was falling down, and then they called holding.
I don't understand that one at all. That one was ridiculous.
Like, the only thing I could think of is maybe he, like, reached out his hand and got the guy's foot. But, like, when I looked at the thing, it looked like he was bringing his hands to his face to make sure he didn't get kicked in the face after falling. So I don't know on that one. It felt really lopsided, especially the Avs apparently playing a solid 50 minutes. 55 minutes of penalty-free hockey. Apparently, they're just...
Yeah, that's some bull crap.
It honestly felt very similar to the end of the Blues series last year, where, like, apparently they just played, you know, five periods of penalty-free hockey.
Yeah. Bull crap. Like,
and the only one that they call is one that, if they don't call, they lose their job.
It's
too obvious, exactly.
Yeah, seriously,
so
yeah.
That was my main thing with it. Again, the Stars didn't play with any heart. Like, I don't know if giving us power plays would have helped because they weren't playing well. Maybe it gives us a little bit of momentum to win. I'm not going to blame this loss on the refs, but it just didn't feel good.
Yeah, I can't go without mentioning.
Well, yeah, that was actually – y'all took it and ran with it, because that was exactly the next thing I was going to mention. And, you know, I even put on Twitter, I was just like, if they don't score on this Dickinson power play, that the one power play that we're going to get, I knew we weren't going to get another one. I just knew we weren't.
And
if we don't score on it, the game's over.
No, it didn't. The power play didn't look good either. Like, and that's kind of why I'm saying, like, you know, it didn't cut, like, the refs weren't the ones who cost us the game, but man, it sucks to play bad and not get get so many missed calls, it feels like, so.
Yeah, there were just so many pick plays that could have obviously been called interference. There were some holds. Even there was one point I saw a hold on a stick.
Oh, they've been doing that all series and haven't been calling it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I guess that's true.
Whatever. I think they just need to start doing it.
There were a lot of opportunities for them to make calls, and they didn't. That's what Dad... Oh, no, that's what Chris... That's what you said, Chris.
Yep.
And then, you know, Dad... really summed it up really well in that first tweet that he sent, or the first text message he sent us, all three of us. It was, that right there was everything we did wrong that last month of the season. No heart and no desire to win the cup. Refs were against us, so what? Find a way to score the goals. Somebody step up. Anybody. Dobby played well.
Yeah. And it's
that's perfect.
And it's got to be the top three guys, and they didn't do it, so...
And that's yeah. that's the hard thing about Janmark is I love the way Janmark plays. He always plays with heart. I wish he had the finishing power of Sagan because he would be a, you know, a top three, you know, he'd be a top line guy. He's fast. He just can't. He can't. He's never been able to finish goals. Yeah. If he could figure out how to, if he could figure that out, he'd be elite. But I mean, we've seen him play for so long now. It's not. I don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
He's not the guy that's going to take us to the next round. Is what it comes down to. He's a great player, but he's not going to take over a game. And there's no way we should have asked him to do that. There's no way he should be the best skater on the ice, honestly, at all. He shouldn't be. It's
I think that was big because Gurionov and Hintz looked bad, really bad tonight. I felt like as well. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go look and see how many shots. I mean, Hintz had two, Gurionov had zero. He also this is frustrating. Gurionov only played 12 minutes and 44 seconds.
12 minutes.
He was the he was only behind Cogliano and Como, or only in front of Cogliano and Como.
Goals in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I will never understand that. At some point, you're running your lines, but man, you gotta let him play more. Like he didn't look good this game either. Honestly, he had an assist on the Heiskanen fluky goal. So, I mean, it's a point. But him and Hintz didn't look like they were skating.
It honestly doesn't matter if he looks good. Really, at the end of the game, when you need a goal, you put your goal scorers out there, and he didn't do that. He kept putting FCC and Janmark line out there. Like they were the two best lines, but it doesn't matter. Those guys aren't gonna score. They haven't scored in the playoffs. So I don't. That's a big issue. So there's one more thing I wanted to ask y'all about. Who starts game seven? Dobie has had three games in a row sub 900 save percentage. Ben Bishop is back and healthy. He's been in a game. Who are y'all starting?
I think
not Ben. You can't. That with a game like this, they declared him unfit to play again for this game. He wasn't even on the bench. So it was Ottinger in net. Now, if you really wanted to throw Colorado a loop, you just throw Ottinger in there and say, good luck, buddy. Pat him on the back and say, go ahead. Yeah. Exactly, right. And, you know, that sounds so crazy and so stupid, but maybe the Stars, noticing they have a rookie goaltender back behind them, they're going to try and play freaking defense and get the guy some goals.
You can't do that. Hudobin's been good. Hudobin's been good. Yes, he's had the sub 900. Tonight, I don't think he played poorly. There was the Makar goal, no one was on him. He was wide open in the slot. Like, what are you going to do? The Rantanen goal was just no one stopping that. No one stopping that goal. It's a beautiful shot. I mean, it sucks it went off his mask, but you're not getting your glove there. It's not going to happen. So unless his face is in the right spot, you're not saving that. So I don't think he played poorly. I think you ride Hudobin. He's been the one who got you your wins earlier on. I think it was a stupid decision to put Ben Bishop in last game. If you're talking about momentum, putting him in that game was probably one of the biggest momentum shifts
We talked about that last podcast, so we're going to look back on that if the series turns and it's turned.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you got a guy who admittedly doesn't want to be a head coaching the head coach for this, you know? Like that is just we obviously need someone in the you know.
Yeah. And this topic's for another podcast, but Bonus has there's no reason he should be head coach right now. Like, even during the season, he should have been replaced. I think that's a terrible decision by Jim Nill, and it might have cost us a series, realistically, because it's not been good. That's his decision last game is absolutely atrocious.
Well, I understand the logic. So the logic is Ben Bishop looks like he's fit to play. Let's get him in that way. You know, in a game five where we have three games to win, let's get him in so that, you know, he's ready to go if we need him next round. So I get the mentality, but against Colorado, we just needed to put them away. Like, they're a good team. Put them away.
Yeah, and it's his job to notice that Ben Bishop isn't really good. Because if you watched that game five, like, I think all of us knew that Ben Bishop didn't look like Ben Bishop. He wasn't moving the way he did. He wasn't positioning the way he does. He's got to notice that. The coaches have to notice that. It's not good. It's not good.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on making Bonus the interim head coach, Chris, because, you know, at that point when you know that you're going to get rid of your head coach because of some off-the-ice issues, the alcoholism that was plaguing Jim Montgomery, you just need to have some stability. And honestly, yeah, he is that stable guy. He's very calm. He's very cool. He's very collected about himself. He's absolutely the complete polar opposite of Tortorella. And also at that time, there was just nobody that was, you know, that was available at that time. Because this was before, you know, Nashville head coach, Laviolette. And, I mean, Babcock was available, but who wants Babcock after all the stuff we heard about what he did in Toronto?
Yeah,
so
well,
I think
we'll podcast for another day, but yeah,
that's for another day. Well,
what do we need to do to win game seven then?
What our big guys have to step up.
Yeah,
that's what it really comes down to. We could talk about staying out of the box. Of course, that's important. We could talk about Hudobin having to play a great game. That's obviously very important. What it comes down to is the guys who are making $25 million have to win the game. And that's what they're paid to do. And if they don't do it, we're going to lose this series and look back at a terrible mischance.
Yeah.
And that's been your big point the whole time, Chris. That's a good
point.
Yes,
it has.
Just like mine's been stay out of the box. And we've both been right. And this is going to be a real lost opportunity. I think this is it for the Stars. Like, if they don't win Game 7 on Friday, then now's the time to start, you know, looking at maybe doing not a full rebuild, but possibly a retool.
Yes,
because our people are getting old.
Yeah, it's
too late. This is it. So if you want to get a chance for a cup, this is it. Pavelski, this is it. Ben, this is it, okay? We don't have another opportunity. Okay.
We'll see what happens Friday.
Yep. Good podcast, guys. That's a lot of good comments and a lot of good things said. I'm Ryan. That's been also Chris and Zach. Thank you all for joining us here on StarCast Circle Marks, the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast. See, I got it right that time. You can follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR, and then you can also find us on Facebook, Starcastic Remarks, and then you can also find us wherever you get your podcasts. Stars lose 4-1 tonight. Hopefully they'll play better for Game 7. This is it. And we will catch you guys on the flip side. Chris, I'm going to say it for you. Go Canucks.
Go Canucks.